Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Judges of St. George's. The judges are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello there, Oscar.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So, what's going on the island at the moment? What have we got to look forward to?
Ultimate Burgers.
Burgers, right, now you've got my interest.
Yeah, I see here.
Whereabouts is that?
The Cow Company, Tapman Farm, Isle of Wight.
Tell me more.
It's one for foodies. It's a burger night at Tapman Farm. The Cow Company is famous for its burgers, and these certainly aren't your average.
So, what sort of burgers have they got?
The chefs at the Cow Company have got all sorts of burgers in the menu, but you have to come along and find out for yourself. In the past, there has been the macaroon cheeseburger, the Big Chill and the Breffel Burger.
Oh, now the macaroni cheeseburger sounds very interesting to me.
Yeah.
So, when is this night on?
The Ultimate Burger Night is on the Friday 9th of Feb from 6pm to 10pm. Food will be served between 6 and 9 to book a table at the Cow Company. Use their online booking system. Don't miss it.
I certainly won't. Thanks for telling me about that, Oscar.
Right, thank you.
Good to see you. See you later.
See you later.
Hi, I'm Maisie. Now for the top 10 hit singles and album chart of the week. Number 10, Know It All by Craig David. Number 9, Breathe by Jones. Number 8, This Is Me, Akilah Settle. Number 7, Path by Ed Sheeran. Number 6, Finest by Bruno Mars. Number 5, Tiptoe by Jason Derulo. Number 4, IDGAF by Dua Lipa. Number 3, River by Eminem. Number 2, Barking by Raz. And number 1, God's Plan by Drake. Number 10, Perfect Trauma by Pink. Number 9, Dua Lipa. Number 8, Human by Regan Bowman. Number 7, The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith. Number 6, Camila Cabello. Number 5, Revival by Eminem. Number 4, Divide by Ed Sheeran. Number 3, Ruins by First Aid Kit. Number 2, Romania by Fall Out Boy. And number 1, The Greatest Showman by various artists.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hello.
So today we're going to be talking about Arrow. What is it about?
It's about a billionaire playboy who used to date loads of girls.
And then
he went to China for his father's business company, but the yacht went down in a storm and he was stranded on the island for 5 years.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my word. Who are the main characters then? You've already mentioned one that gets stranded on the island, but what's his name?
Oliver Queen.
Is there any other main characters in there?
Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Shadow, Sarah Lant, John Diggle, Felicity Smoke, Thea Queen, and Moira Queen, and wow. Walter Steele.
So there's quite a few characters involved.
Yeah.
Shadow sounds interesting. Sounds a bit frightening, actually. Who would you say was your favourite out of all of them?
Oliver.
The guy that's stranded. So, why do you love Arrow?
I guess it's the rush when there's like car chases and he goes out, puts on the hood, he just goes out there, firing arrows, look cool, and gets a girl.
So he fires arrows?
Yeah.
Hence the title, I'm guessing, Arrow, yeah. Okay, so what would be your favourite bit, your favourite storyline, or favourite thing so far that's happened?
I would say series one. My favourite bit was when he went to try and find all of these people that were dying by getting killed by this man. He was really well covered, so he was like killing people, he had to try and find and save them.
Oh my goodness. And did he find his dad?
No, his dad shot a crew member, told him to survive, and then he turned a gun on himself.
Oh, so it's a real happy series then. Oh, a real feel-good programme. Excellent. Well, thanks for telling us about Arrow. Great, good to see you, Kaylee. See you later.
See you later.
Hi, Connor here. Audio and ebook app team up with Isle of Wight Libraries. Isle of Wight Libraries have linked up with a brand new app which offers downloads of ebooks and audiobooks. The app, called BurrowBox allows customers to download books using digital loans. Library Services Manager Rob Jones says, on your smartphone, on your iPad, on your home computer or Kindle Fire, once you have downloaded BurrowBox, it means you can borrow ebooks and audiobooks at any time. You'll be able to access books around the clock from the very best authors, including big names such as Lee Child, Ruth Rendell, Kate Morton. The app is absolutely free to use and is a great idea for people who aren't able to get to the library and choose books for themselves. It will also enable those readers with limited eyesight to listen to audiobooks, so they don't have to miss out on all the latest titles. You will be able to download up to 3 audiobooks and 8 ebooks at a time, and you can borrow them for 3 weeks. The app can be used online and with Apple, Kindle Fire, and Android services. Once downloaded, users can type their library card number and PIN into the app. If you don't have a library card, simply visit your local library or call 01983 823 824 for help. Happy reading. That's it from me this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, Livy here. Today I'll be asking Isabel some questions. Are you ready?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Right, first question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To do everything double the speed. Ooh. So I could run.
I'm probably going for super speed. What is your biggest phobia?
Snails and slugs. Nice. I hate
mine's spiders.
Is it? Oh, I can't bear slugs.
Do you have any nicknames?
Not that I know of.
My nickname is Livster.
Oh, is it?
Okay, what is your favourite dessert?
Chocolate cake and chocolate custard.
Mine's triple chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I've got so many, actually. I couldn't choose one of them.
Okay, what is your greatest achievement?
Working here at St. George's School with all the wonderful students we have.
I don't have any achievements at the moment. Well, thank you for asking me questions, Isabel.
That's okay.
That's it for me this week. Bye.
Bye.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
So, have you seen many other people?
Yes, I have seen quite a few, actually. One night was a bit of a disaster. As I was saying goodbye to the chap, I was outside, the weather was terrible, and I went to go back in and the blooming front door slammed shut, so I was locked out.
Oh no, how did you get in?
Well, I did get back in, but it was a right nightmare.
Did the man see what had happened? Did he help you?
No, he didn't. I think, if I remember, he had a bus to catch and he just seemed to disappear. Anyway, I did get back in, but I was soaked.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And then later, it was really strange. Oh, sorry, you don't want to hear about this.
No, carry on. What was strange?
Well, in the evening, I went to draw the curtains, and I saw him standing outside the house.
What? You saw Henry by your house?
Henry? Did I say his name was Henry?
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Oh, I don't remember. Anyway, but yeah, he was standing there. It was so odd.
Well, he may have come back for another look.
What, in the dark?
Well, I'm sure it's nothing. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, no, but it was a bit peculiar. It just, I don't know, it surprised me, I suppose. Anyway, enough about this. Is there anything else you'd like to ask me?
How long are you going to rent the room out for?
Well, I'm looking long term. Is that what you'd want?
Yes, I'm the same.
Great. And why do you want to move to the island?
I've just had enough of London. I need a change. I split with my boyfriend 3 months ago and I don't see a reason to stay up there any longer.
It'll be very different down here. It's very quiet.
Oh, that's what I need. London is too busy, too noisy, and I just want to get out. And of course, I've got my new job to go to, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to work for the Isle of Wight Council. Council tax, wasn't it?
Yes. I start in February, and if I could move in here, it would be ideal. It is a lovely house.
Oh, thank you. Well, I like it. And it's very convenient to town.
Yes, that's just what I thought. I'll be able to walk to work. Oh, in fresh air.
Yeah, that's true. And Newport's got good restaurants and pubs. It's got a cinema and... Oh, do you go to the gym or anything?
Yes, I've been going to the gym about twice a week.
Oh, very good. Well, there are some good fitness centres on the island.
I'll have to have a look. Well, when will you let me know about here?
I'll phone you in a couple of days. Thanks so much for coming. It's been really good to see you.
And you. Bye then. Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Ooh. Who shall I choose?
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thought.
James, how are you?
I'm decent enough.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling well.
Yeah.
So, the last thing we spoke about was...
The Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble.
2018.
And what might happen. So, now it's happened.
Yep.
What was it like? Tell us all about it.
Oh, it was blinking brilliant.
Why was it so good?
Because the men's Royal Rumble were actually quite surprising, even though a lot of people predicted it was going to happen, and they were blinking right. Shinsuke Nakamura won.
Were you happy about that?
Surprised.
Why were you surprised? Is he not normally that good?
No, he's brilliant.
But for him to win the Royal Rumble was quite a thing.
Yeah.
What about the women's then? How did they do?
Oh, yeah. Blinking Oscar won. Surprise, surprise. The winning streak still going on. Has not been submitted or pinned by a freak.
Was there anything that didn't surprise you so much?
There's only one match that didn't really surprise me.
Mm.
It was Blinking The Bar, and basically Sheamus and Cesaro, against Blinking The Unlikely Team of Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan, the current, well, the champ then, which they lost, which actually wasn't a surprise, because, yeah, Jason Jordan didn't probably get your Blinking Injury, who it is. Did tag in one button, like, nope. Take it back in.
So, was it worth watching?
The whole thing, yeah. Like AJ did win.
He's your favourite, isn't he?
Yep. No. And a handicap match, too.
Thanks for telling us all about the Royal Rumble, James.
All good. So that is it from the Dragons and Georges. Take a bite from Olivia, Mahey, Connor, Oscar, and myself, James. Have a good week. Make sure you listen in next week.